Michelle Moran from the Cedric Center with my weekly podcast recording for you. The sole purpose of the Cedric Center is to support you to achieve a completely relaxed and easy relationship with food and with your body. We are committed to you being the best that you can be, physically, mentally, and emotionally. To that end, I've created a program that helps you to immediately understand why, even when you really want to stop, you keep getting stuck in the diet, binge, guilt cycle. And even better, my program teaches you three simple tools that will make it so you never feel stressed or anxious around food or in your body again. So if you're ready to stop feeling stressed about food, you've definitely come to the right place. This week's podcast is titled Back to Basics. For this week's podcast, I thought a wee review or introduction to you newcomers of a basic principle would be in order. In my own healing journey, the more I was reminded of this basic premise, the faster things went and the easier life became. I see this phenomenon repeating with my individual clients as well, so here goes. Simply put, if you're restricting, overeating, purging, hating your body, no matter whether you're truly overweight or underweight, feeling depressed, feeling anxious, drinking often, taking drugs, numbing out regularly to the TV, or spending money you really don't have on stuff you really don't need, you are using a coping strategy. Many people get so hung up on how frustrated and annoyed they are at themselves for using the coping strategy that they fail to ask the all-important and obvious question, why am I doing this in the first place? That's because most often the things we judge and hate in ourselves, which really are behaviors and not who we are things that stand out to others and that other people have commented on. They likely are also things that we've seen other key people in our lives struggle with. So it's the overeating or the overweight or the restriction and the underweight that stand out to us and therefore seem to be the obvious problem. Just like the alcoholic will focus on the alcohol as the root of her troubles because she notices her drunkenness and the pull of alcohol more than she's able to notice her emotions and her needs at that time in her life. In fact, for all those who engage in harmful coping strategies, the truth is that they're so far removed from their emotions and from the underlying thoughts that trigger them that they don't even know they're having feelings much of the time. But they are. You are. And the energy that those feelings bring is real. And it generates an overall feeling of dis-ease in you that I call the PLA, permeating level of anxiety. That PLA is extremely uncomfortable and needs to either be attended to in a life-enhancing way by identifying what triggered it and by taking action to meet the underlying need or resolve the underlying issue, or by numbing out through negative self-talk, depression, food, etc. In other words, we either need to attend to our feelings of distress with life-enhancing means, or we will attend to them with harmful means. If you don't know how to recognize the cues that you're overwhelmed or stressed about a particular something or someone in your life, and you wouldn't trust yourself to sort it out well even if you were aware, then your only option is to numb out as much and as quickly as you can. Enter food and body focus. The Cedric Center and all our tools and resources exist for the sole purpose of showing you as quickly and simply as possible what is really going on behind the scenes for you and how to deal with those issues as quickly and safely and respectfully as possible so that your overall stress level diminishes rapidly and therefore your need to numb out with any harmful coping strategy vanishes. Freedom and peace abound. The first step is to be able to recognize whenever you're eating when you're not hungry, eating more than you're hungry for, or not allowing yourself to eat when you become aware that you are hungry. Either of those three points will be indicators for you that you're using food to cope. I'll say them again. Eating when you're not hungry, eating more than you're hungry for, or not allowing yourself to eat when you become aware that you are hungry. Once you recognize that you're doing either of those three things, the next step, and this is key, is that when you notice that, you immediately say to yourself, this is just a coping strategy. All it means is that I'm stressed or anxious about something in my life and I need to figure out what it is. Food is just a coping strategy. And when I identify and resolve my underlying stressor, the need for food to cope will fall away. Then ask yourself, separate from food and body image, what was I just thinking or what just happened, however small, that might have made me feel at all unsettled? That's the first and key piece in you recognizing that food is just a coping strategy. Once you can prove to yourself that food is just a coping strategy, the rest is just a step-by-step process that moves along quite quickly. I encourage you to save this recording to your computer, iPod, MP3, carry it with you, or write it out. Write out those statements that I just shared with you, and offer yourself those thoughts or questions when you notice your tendency to use food to cope. Remind yourself it's just a coping strategy, and naturally the thought, okay, what's really going on, will pop into your head, and you're on the path to recovery. I guarantee this will yield incredible information that will lead you to healing. Focus on food and body will never, ever, ever get you free. This process will. Have a fabulous week, and I look forward to chatting with you or chatting at you next week. The Cedric Center provides individual counseling to people all over the world, and our innovative web-based program offers you the experience of group support, teleclasses, videos, audio lessons, and more. Our products, including our signature book, Food is Not the Problem, Deal with What Is, our CDs and videos are also available on our website for immediate download and purchase at www.cedriccenter.com. You can also contact me, Michelle Morand, toll-free at 1-866-383-0797 or via the Cedric Center website anytime. Until next time, know that the path to freedom is ready when you are, and we are here to walk you through.